Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for joining us here on Fix the Family, Fix America, the world's greatest talk show, soon to be number one in all of America. Well on its way to becoming the most listened to Fix the Family, Fix America radio show in all the world. Thank you. My name is Jack Hatfield, and I'm here to talk to you about stuff that's affecting your family, affecting fatherhood, motherhood, children, the family unit itself, stuff like degenerative diseases, things that you need to be aware of, recall notices, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We go through it all. And we thank you for listening. Thank you for coming by. And you would have to excuse me. Some of us still work, even though there's a little bug somewhere around the area. Daughter ended up bringing a bug into the home, and it gladly went to all the hosts it could find, including the dog, and we all have snot come out of our eyeballs, and it's really, really not a good thing. I'm pretty sure that someone's going to say you shouldn't say snot on the radio, but I don't know of a single family unit that has a child that has not uttered the word snot before. I'm going to get a paper towel. Wish I would have gotten this beforehand. Sorry about that. All right. Let's see. Woo! I'm drinking my antioxidant punch like we attempt to do every show. I have been busy week here on the busy week in the Fix the Family, Fix America world. We we started the disease and the diet workshop series last week. The first workshop was called Why Organic. It was a resounding success. Resounding success. We filled up the room and people clamored for more. And I just feel so bad that I couldn't continue just to talk throughout the night and the week and the months ahead continuously until they got all the information they needed or wanted. I want to help as many people as possible going through any disease or degenerative diseases or learn prevention techniques that I have uncovered in all of my research. And I'm just trying to get that known, get the word out there. So for all of you who are there, thank you so much. And please tell everyone else. And then for all of you who weren't there, get your tail down there next week, end of the month. This month at the Columbia Earth Fair, and soon to be announcing other Earth Fairs as they come on board. So we are going to start going around the country and help people through these problems. Because back in 1904, one in 24 people died of cancer. Remember, you probably more likely die of starving yourself. Well, not you starving yourself, but of starvation in general back then. Because cancer was not known very well, but now one in three will be getting cancer. So something happened. And we are on the here at Fix the Family on the path to finding that out. And we are going to definitely fix that and get that going, and it's going to be big time. So I want really, really want you to start listening, pay attention, and And we have a big announcement hopefully next week on starting up how you get your information from me faster. We're going to have daily tidbits, weekly newsletters, weekly videos, things to see, things to do. It's just going to be a whole big thing that you can buy for your whole round of cancer prevention and disease prevention inside you and inside your family. For those who are just joining us for the first time, again, this show is fast becoming the most listened to family radio show in the world. And we are so excited that you're here. If you're here for the first time, which you probably read a little bit, but we are made in four parts. Step one is positive fathering. Step two is make a difference mothering. Step three is pull through parenting and finally reveal your success. Now, the offshoot of that is called Disease and the Diet. And that book's being worked on, and the series is being worked on, and the DVD series is being worked on. And like I said, we got some newsletters coming. We're going to tell you all about it next week, hopefully. Lots of things happening, lots of ways that things are going to go. You have to excuse me. I have a little bug, and I'm trying to drink as much of this antioxidant punch as I possibly can. Well, let's get to it. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about here today, and it's going to be really, really lots of fun on learning what we learned today. So, let's see what we have uncovered. Goodness, I clicked on something wrong. All right, so now we've got some longevity secrets were revealed. Because they found ways to, remember I talked about the four horsemen of bad dieting and, not cancer prevention. And those were the, of course, the normal enemies, smoking, drinking, bad diet, and stress, I do believe. I can't remember that fourth one, and having problems clicking on stuff here all of a sudden. So, going to let you ruminate over that, but then we're going to talk about the other longevity secrets that we have uncovered because of those four horsemen. We're going to talk about also today, we're going to talk about could fight or flight responses be causing some cancer. Trust me, it's an interesting thing. Then we're going to talk about some, remember we all talk about red wine being good for you, and they were trying to find stuff out of that to make incredible drugs, and one of them not doing so well. Then we're going to talk about some cancers that are rising. Of course, we haven't had any cancer decline in a long time. So, again, we're trying to uncover why, the where, and the how. And this rise of this particular cancer may get you excited to start eating and doing things correctly. Another thing, the economy, as people are saying, is very, very bad. Hopefully yours is not. Hopefully your family is doing some of the things Fix the Family, Fix America gives to you and helps you out, and if you really need truly need more help, all you got to do is contact us at fixthefamilyfixamerica.org, and we'll help you get on the road to recovery. But we are finding out that this economy is causing something not very good, and we're going to talk about that again too. And then men, if you're trying to start a family, not fix it, but start a family, and get your significant other and find your true love for your family to be in, meeting beautiful true loves could be problematic. We're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about all you children, teenagers, that say, I'm going to get my tongue pierced. I about said another word. Can I say this word? An area near the middle of the area near your heart where skin protrudes, pierced. in other words, there's a tragic story of a teenage girl doing something like that, and not good, not good. We're going to talk about that. So, we're going to one second, please. I have. Remember, we have lots of issues with our own. Lots of issues with our programming sometimes, and I can't help it. Doot to doot to do. So before we get into it, let's get ready. It's called Coffee Break, appropriately, by the way. I had two other really important things that I wanted to add to this, and hopefully I'll find them before we get to it. Here's one of the first things that I want to talk about, because one of the disease in the diet programs that are coming up that we're going to cross the country about is called the Rise and Hopefully Fall of Soy. For some reason, there's sections in supermarkets that are all soy-based foods, which is hilarious because the most, like 90% of the supermarket is also has soybean oil of some sort in it. And we see that the rise of this soybean oil usage and cancers and degenerative diseases are neck and neck. They parallel each other. So the more we used soy, the worse off we became. And the Japanese knew this back in the medieval times, actually, when they discovered soy. They call it the anti-nutrient. It actually sucks nutrients out of your bloodstream when you eat it. So soybean oil, soybeans, all that other stuff is one of the worst foods you could possibly eat. It can turn a man into a woman. It is one of the worst crops for the environment. It destroys the soil, wrecks our ecosystem, and it's just funny that it is on a movement of eating soy, soy burger, soy tofu, soy hot dog, soy stuff, stir-fried tofu. It's amazing. If people would just read and look into this stuff, we would you find study after study after study of these things. Anyway, natural food manufacturers, in other words, they're able to say natural on the front of these soy products. Because they're using the natural soybean, but are they using natural soybean? And again, back to the Japanese, they found out the only way to make soybean useful to your body and not the anti-nutrient was to ferment it. And that's why Japanese only ate the soybean in fermented ways, which is miso or soy sauce. So you don't have to cut out your soy sauce with your sushi, but that edamame, or however it's pronounced, is not the best thing to do, or any tofu, or any soy, or any product containing soybean oil, or any soybean oil products. But one of the things they're doing is to process soy is they love to use something, and you're eating it right now. It's a gasoline additive. The same substance that makes gasoline explode. It's the stuff in glue that gets you high. The fumes go straight to your brain and cause damage almost immediately. And what could it be? It's hexane. Go look it up. Hexane. They're using hexane to process soy in their products now. Some of these foods are probably in your kitchen cupboard right now. And they got natural right on the front. Well, what happens is hexane's used because it's cheap. They take big old soybeans, which are already destroying anti-nutrients, and they go soak them in big vats of hexane until they dissolve. What? A gasoline additive, hexane, till the soybeans dissolve. So if you're sitting there like me and you read that and you say, well, if it takes this tremendously powerful and potent chemical, because by the way, if you use hexane on your skin, it can cause blisters. If you breathe it, you're disoriented within 10 minutes. If you're around it long enough, you have permanent nerve damage or Parkinson's disease. It is listed on the EPA list as a hazardous chemical that causes cancer and birth defects. So anyway, they soak them in these big vats until the soybeans dissolve, and then they extract the protein, the fiber, and the oils from the beans to make the natural foods you believe are healthy. So again, they dissolve, and then they do another process of extracting the protein portion, the fiber portion, and the oil portion of the soybean. So an independent lab found that there's some hexane leftovers, you could guess, after making this toxic soup, as high as 21 parts per million in soy oil, soy grits, soy meal. But no one knows what happens when you eat these meals because the FDA doesn't care and is not testing for hexane in any of your foods or baby formulas. Soy already causes mineral deficiencies, hormones imbalances, sucks all the nutrients out of your body, makes a man a woman, and you think you're doing a good job by eating soybeans that are now, you find out how they're made? It can be hidden in foods you never even think of, like hamburger buns, mayonnaise, coffee creamer, for goodness sake. You can't just look for soy either, people. You can't look for soy. You got to look for stuff like texturized vegetable protein, hydrolyzed protein, or soy isolate, or anything like that. That's all soy. And, of course, you know Fix the Family, Fix America. Our first disease in the diet program was called Why Organic, and hexane is banned from organic food processing because, here's another thing, hexane is also used to extract the protein, fiber, and oil from corn, rice, and other grains. But because if you buy organic, organic does not allow the hexane to be used. So another reason so that you don't have to eat gasoline additives is to go organic, and the rules should be there. And your friendly FDA doesn't care. So that's important for you to know, I think, as a family, just a little bit, wouldn't you say? All right, so the four horsemen of the apocalypse, or degenerative diseases, as they say in the media, would be the smoking, the drinking, the bad diet, and stress, I do believe. What was the fourth one? Let me look that up real fast. I don't want to do the bad four bad habits to cause problems. Do smoking, drinking, la la la. And chemical something. This was, we just talked about this last week. Smoking, drinking, oh yeah. Smoking, drinking, poor diet, and inactivity. So again, sitting in the bean bag, eating your Cheetos, smoking a cigarette, and drinking whatever is not really going to help you live a long time. But again, if you're doing all that, really, what does it matter? Some people, oh, no, he just said something very insensitive. That's not good. Well, as Fix the Family, Fix America advocates of you getting out of that beanbag and getting those Cheetos off your face and standing up and saying to the world, I mean something, and making yourself worthy to generations and generations past you, making yourself worthy to your children, making yourself worthy to your wife, making yourself worthy to your significant other, making yourself worthy to people around you that you don't even know. Sitting in a beanbag, eating Cheetos, fried cheese product, is not going to help you be the best person you can be. What would be the reason you think you were put on this earth? Was it to just simply that sit there? Maybe so. If that's your calling in life, then do so, please. But don't sit there and complain. Don't sit there and complain. We've got people to do that. That's just annoying. So anyway, we've got the four horsemen of the degenerative disease that the media is talking about. But I'd like to point out two things. One, one of the issues in there, the drinking and the smoking, actually, drinking and smoking, You have some studies that pinpoint these things to be bad. But in almost every one of those studies, that went hand in hand with the third one, the bad diet. Okay? You have some of the oldest living people on Earth, as you see. We're sitting there and they say, I drank so much and I smoked so much every day, and they're 102 years old. But they also were happy, and they ate well, and they loved their life. They weren't sitting there in a fomenting funk for all of their eternity. So again, the human spirit does play a difference in this. But the bad diet goes hand in hand with both of those other, well, with actually all three of them, because a lot of people, when they sit around, they don't feel good. And then when they don't feel like cooking something healthy, so they just go to the cupboard, grab that fried cheese food product, cheese food snack, and start stuffing in their mouth because they're pretty much inactive and lazy anyway. So that's why we focus on disease in the diet. We certainly do. We focus on disease in the diet. And another one of the issues right now is, just like I just told you about soy and its processing and corn and its processing using hexane, things are happening back behind the scenes that you're not noticing. So when you think when you're reading in the media that says soy's awesome, dude. No, it's not. Read, don't follow. Read. We talked about that. One of the best things you can do is not follow the mainstream media's advice, because once it gets into there, it's a little too late for knowledge, and there's probably some things happening on the backstream that we need to learn about, and that's what we do here. We go deeper and deeper and deeper until we find the true truth. Now, these are just 14 keys to longevity that they have found not being a very good thing. Now, this is going to make sense, and you do hear some of this in the media also. A lot of people hear about green tea. Number one, drink green tea. It is a good thing. It boosts metabolism, helps fight weight gain, helps fight cancer. People have beaten cancer just by drinking a lot of green tea. It's a very good thing. Got to get on it. I like it. We don't have a problem with green tea at this time. One of the other things, eat nuts. What that is, that gives you the fat and the protein from, please excuse the sniffling and the choking. I am holding back coughs and other mucus-related items that I am doing to try to make sure I do this for you. But they say to eat nuts. Now, we're going to get into studies about nuts on its consumption and if it's good and if it's bad on the show and through the disease in the diet. D's in the diet. Oh, wait. So we're gonna have to put that one off on the side for a little while and talk about it. Now, pomegranate juice, I don't have a problem with that. It's rich in antioxidants, anti-inflammatories. In one study, antioxidant levels in pomegranate were 3 times that of red wine or green tea. So drink pomegranate or green tea would be my statement. If you can do pomegranate, do that. Then this one, omega-3 supplement every day. Health benefits of fish oil is so overwhelmingly positive it's not even controversial anymore. Well, yes, eating fish is very good for you, but you have to be careful, and we'll get into this soon in disease and diet, where that omega-3 supplement is getting those omega-3s, because we are going to have an entire workshop from disease and the diet on oils and why these are bad, oils are bad. And then, of course, number 5, move your tail. It really says walk 30 minutes every single day, but what it's really saying is move your tail. So now, what did it just say? It said eat right by eating these 3 things and then move. So the 4 horsemen of the degenerative disease just got destroyed with 2 in the first 5. Now, this right here, I don't even know what this means. But it's a saying in Japan, is what they say, the Hari Hachibu. Hari, it's fun to say, though. Hari Hachibu. I don't have a problem with that, saying it just for no reason. But what I do have an issue with, we'll figure it out, is one of the 5 blue zones with the highest number of healthy 100-year-olds resides in Okinawa. And it says, Hari Hachibucha means, push yourself away from the table when you're three-quarter full. I don't know about you, but I don't know when I'm three-quarter full, because you'd have to get full to get to that three-quarter. And I enjoy eating. So in a roundabout way, they're just saying we eat too much. So if you're eating correctly, let's say you put a plate of vegetables in front of you, and you ate all of those vegetables, I don't think you should put yourself back when you're wanting to eat those vegetables. So it does say don't wait till your stuff stop eating. Maybe, maybe so. Number seven, this is a good one. Stress-producing emotions and hormones and anger and resentment and all those problems are bad. So you make a gratitude list. Make a gratitude list. Gratitude is a great stress reduction strategy. So those are seven of the 14, I believe, we're going to go through. Number one, wild and green. Get wild, get green. Now, this is not telling you to become the Hulk. I'm pretty sure. I'm going to read a little bit in here, but yeah, it is not telling you to become the Hulk. Do not do nuclear radiation experiments. I'm pretty sure that number eight is not advocating nuclear radiation experiments so that you turn green and get wild. But what it's talking about is eat the wild salmon and eat grass-fed meat. Very good advice there, because wild salmon, different from farm-raised, they have higher levels of the astaxanthin, which salmon get from eating their natural diet, and it has lower levels of inflammatory omega-6 fats, and farm salmon is loaded with that because of their factory farm diet of grain. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean all factories are bad? No. Some factory farm salmon feed their salmon the good stuff. So we can't say all farm salmon is bad. So, you know, I can see this now. Going and getting all the wild salmon, we'll have people saying, everybody's eating all the wild salmon. We need to eat more farm salmon. I don't know. It seems like catch 22 here. We'll get into salmon and its properties deep in the omega-3, omega-6, omega-9, omega-15, omega-45, the omega factor. The omega factor in our one of our disease in the diets. We'll talk about that. But anyway, back to green, grass-fed meat. Is the meat counterpart to salmon, because those meats are associated, meats that are associated with higher rates of cancer are factory farm or processed meat loaded with steroids, hormones, or antibiotics. So grass-fed meat has those omega-3 fats completely absent in the feedlot farm meats, and it's got a good cancer-fighting fat called CLA. Free of steroids, hormones, antibiotics. It is more expensive, yes, but, you know. One complaint we had in disease in the diet is that all the organic food is more expensive. Well, we all can vote with our pocketbook as we start learning the things that are doing us good in disease in the diet. And we can start voting with our pocketbook by buying more and more organics, which will get more and more people to farm, and which will get the price more and more down. Because again, last week, as I've told you, some of the farms have to wait, you know, years and years to convert over. Wow, 6 minutes left, and the studio went completely down, and not good at all. We are so sorry. So sorry. But, hey, part of life. So let's go through some stuff, finishing this up real quick on the longevity things. Eat grass-fed beef, wild salmon, we got that, berries and beans. Oh, forget that. Let's talk about our stuff. Soho Office is our official print partner. We hate that we weren't able to talk about them more and more. They are very good. And disease and diet workshops coming up. Lots of stuff happening. You got to make sure. Go to diseaseandthediet.com to find out more information about the reason this show exists. Go to fixthefamilyfixamerica.org. Oh my goodness, trying to get it all in and choking at the same time. Out of the antioxidant wonderful stuff. We got 5 minutes left, so let's go through everything I said we were going to talk about today. It's very bad. Red wine drug was halted for cancer patients due to safety concerns. The drug is known as STR-501. It contained a reformulated version of resveratrol, which was the substance in red wine that people think is going to be really, really good. It's been testing the drug, including against diabetes and cancer, in the belief that it may activate enzymes in the body called sirtuins. The suspension of the trial comes amid recent debate in scientific journals about how experimental drugs work. So it halted the small trial in myeloma, a cancer of the plasma cells in bone marrows, because some patients developed a complication called Cas nephropathy, which is a condition that can cause kidney failure. So you take a little portion of what red wine was doing for people, and you try to extract that little portion, and it causes issues. So back to the hexane soy issue, where you put it in this toxic soup and you extract the protein, the fiber, and the oils, and that's not good for you. So this is not good, right? Right. Stomach cancer is now rising against young adults, young white adults, actually. The chances for developing stomach cancer are still very low, but the incidence has climbed almost 70% in the past 30 years. Now, not good. Fourth cancer of the stomach, fourth most common type of cancer worldwide. It is among the top 10 most common cancers in blacks, Asian Americans, Hispanic, and American Indians, and it is one of the most common causes of cancers in Asian American women. And lower stomach cancer has been linked with diets high in salt and salt-preserved foods, low in fresh fruits and vegetables, and its incidence historically has been higher in Asia and other countries where this type of food preservation is more common. Stomach cancer rates have been declining in many countries because of improved food preservation and better hygiene, but for some reason it's rising over here. Now, remember, New York is trying to ban salt, so we're going to take a deeper look at this and talk about it next week on why suddenly salt-laced foods and a surprising increase of stomach cancer. The news may be helping its own news is what I'm trying to say. But here's something. The failing economy doesn't just affect Americans' wallets. It's also killing babies, and that's very bad because there's now a huge rise in shaken baby cases. Shaken baby syndrome occurs most commonly when a frustrated parent or other adult shakes their child in an attempt to stop them from crying. I hate to tell you, but it happens 100% when they try to stop them from crying most of the time. The forced motion results in the child's brain thrashing around inside the skull, causing crushed blood vessels and damaged tissue. If you shake a baby, that is not good. If you are upset that you don't have a job, fix the family. Positive fathering, make a difference mothering. Pull Through Parenting is here to help you. But don't go shaking your baby. Don't take out the economy on your child. It's just crying because something else is wrong and you're not paying attention to listen. So very not good at all. Very not good at all. We did a fundraiser for a shaking baby, and I don't even want to talk about it. Even if just seconds of shaking a child can cause potential for long-term negative developmental effects such as vision and hearing problems, learning disabilities, and seizures. In other words, the cases have increased almost 47%. So come on, America. Stop shaking it. Your baby. Shake something else. Dance, for goodness sake. All right, man, you're trying to find that family, that other significant other, and you're trying to do it, but a racing pulse and sweaty palms are well-known signs of instant attraction. Now research for just 5 minutes spent alone with a beautiful stranger causes so much stress it may be bad for the heart. Is it? I don't know. This article seems like it's just trying to help non-attractive people get each other. The effects are worse for men who may think they're not in the same league as the woman sharing their space, but they still try to attract their interest. So the anxiety rate of those men is said to be similar from jumping on the aircraft. Their cortisol levels rise even higher, bringing on the possibility of a heart attack. Well, we apologize again for the I got 60 seconds. Got to do this one. A girl, 15, rushed into emergency surgery after a tongue piercing. She was bleeding heavily after a silver bar was inserted through her tongue. At first, my tongue didn't bleed, but after I left shop, the tongue started pouring blood, and I kept choking. So, not good. Don't pierce yourself. We, again, apologize for half this show being gone, but we thank you for being here. We are currently rising to be the number one Fix the Family show in all of radio. Thank you for listening. So sorry we messed up. We'll try to do better next week. We're going to blame it on the studio problems. We're going to try to fix that right when we get there. Okay, thanks a lot. Have a great day, people. We appreciate it.